KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Cloudy skies, a little bit of light fog, and 68 degrees in Atlantic. We look for mostly cloudy skies this morning with occasional light rain or drizzle this morning, and then partly cloudy this afternoon, a high of 83. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In the news, the Creston Police Department is investigating a report of shots being fired at a car in the area of the 300 block of North Sycamore Street. The incident happened around 2:30 a.m. Wednesday. Evidence was recovered from the scene, and investigators are asking the public, if you have any information, to please call the police department at 641-782-8402. The Cass County Democratic Party's 7th Annual School Supplies Drive is now history. County Chair Sherry Telly says with over 1,000 items donated, the drive was considered a success. She said we were able to partially meet the needs of our Cass County students, and on behalf of their students, school staff were grateful for the outpouring of donations from the community. Telly thanks the community for once again stepping up to the plate with their donations to help our next generation start off the new school year with so many new supplies. Cindy Axne, the Democratic candidate for Iowa's 3rd District Congressional seat, is calling on Representative David Young to reject a telephone poll that includes a statement about the death of University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts and misstates Axne's position on immigration. The 15-minute poll asks voters whether the statement would affect their vote. The statement says Tibbetts' assailant is an immigrant in the country illegally and says Axne, quote, wants to join extreme liberals in abolishing the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, or ICE. Axne said Thursday that she's never supported abolishing the agency and finds it unconscionable that anyone would politicize Tibbetts' death. A spokesman for Young says his campaign has nothing to do with the poll, has no knowledge of who is behind it, and rejects politicizing Tibbetts' death. Governor Kim Reynolds on Thursday announced that she is appointing her first governor's teacher's cabinet to give teachers a more prominent voice in education policy decisions. The teachers will meet quarterly with Governor Reynolds and Lieutenant Governor Adam Gregg and Iowa Department of Education Director Ryan Weiss to offer their advice about how to better prepare all students for the knowledge economy, elevate the teaching profession, and strengthen the direct line of communication between the governor's office, schools, and communities. Governor Reynolds named 7 members to the cabinet and is seeking nominations for up to 8 additional teachers by October 15th. Cabinet members will discuss issues like personalizing learning for every student and exploring how to provide teachers more opportunities to blend real-world work-based projects into the curriculum. The first cabinet meeting will be held this fall. Among the 7 members named to her cabinet was Vanessa Sanchez, elementary dual language teacher at the Denison Elementary School in the Denison Community School District. Reynolds says we're looking for ways to better support the critical work teachers are doing across the state. And we also want to hear from teachers about how to better connect the classroom to future careers, with a goal of 70% of our workforce with education or training beyond high school by the year 2025. Reynolds says teachers are the front line of Future Ready Iowa. You can submit nominations for the governor's teachers cabinet by October 15th at govteacherscabinet@iowa.gov. Be sure to include in 250 words or less why you're recommending your nominee. Anyone may nominate teachers, including school administrators, community leaders, parents, and students, and self-nominations are also welcome. Cabinet members will serve for a period of 1 year. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday said a man was arrested for fraudulent practice in the third degree Wednesday afternoon following a traffic stop on a vehicle whose registered owner was wanted on a warrant. A sheriff's deputy on patrol near the Underwood Fire Station noticed the Chevy S10 pickup traveling southbound on Railroad Highway and being driven by a man who appeared to be in his 50s. A check of the license plate indicated the owner, 56-year-old Troy Little of Council Bluffs, had a warrant for fraud, false application, and aggravated misdemeanor. Once the traffic stop was initiated just south of Underwood, the deputy made contact with the driver and confirmed he was Troy Little. After the warrant was confirmed through Pottawatomie County Communications, Little was taken into custody and booked into the Pott County Jail, where his bond was set at $2,000. And a man from Henderson was arrested at around 2:30 a.m. Thursday on a warrant for failure to appear in court on an original charge of driving while barred. 33-year-old Nicholas John Horgdahl was arrested in Henderson and transported to the Pott County Jail. 2 people were arrested Thursday in Mills County. The sheriff's office reports 37-year-old Daniel Edward Miller of Council Bluffs was arrested for OWI first offense and on a Montgomery County warrant for assault. His bond was set at $2,000. And 33-year-old Annette Tara Grothy of Lincoln, Nebraska was arrested on a warrant for failure to appear in court on a citation. Her bond was set at $300. Two people were arrested Wednesday morning on drug charges in Mills County. The sheriff's office reports 27-year-old Shalia K. Kozat of Council Bluffs and 29-year-old Christopher Lee McDaniel of Pacific Junction were arrested at around 9 a.m. near 195th and Highway 34. Both have been charged with possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. McDaniel was also arrested for driving while barred. His bond was set at $3,300. The bond for Kozat was set at $1,300. And at around 10:45 p.m. Tuesday, 18-year-old Jonathan Joe Eric of Glenwood was arrested in Mills County for criminal trespass. His bond was set at $300. Authorities in Ringgold County said this week that a man and woman from central Iowa were arrested over this past weekend for first offense trespassing and second degree burglary charges. 39-year-old Cody Carpenter Reynolds of Des Moines and 36-year-old Tara Leanna Kempfield of Ankeny were arrested last Saturday for their alleged crimes in Kellerton. Reynolds and Kempfield were being held in the Ringgold County Jail until seen by a magistrate. And a Mount Air couple, 31-year-old Andrew James Casson and 29-year-old Kara Danae Casson, were arrested August 17th. Both have been charged with domestic abuse assault. They were being held without bond in the Ringgold County Jail until being seen by a magistrate. In-state news, a medical examiner said the Iowa college student who was allegedly abducted by a stranger last month died from stab wounds. Authorities announced Thursday that preliminary autopsy results show 20-year-old Molly Tibbetts was a homicide victim who died from multiple sharp force injuries. State medical examiner Dennis Klein said that finding means a sharp-edged or pointed object such as a knife was used to attack Tibbetts. He says his office will hire consultants, including forensic anthropologists, to analyze her remains and make additional findings. The man charged with first-degree murder in Tibbetts' death, Christian Bahena Rivera, allegedly led investigators to her body Tuesday in a cornfield near Brooklyn. Prosecutors alleged that Rivera abducted Tibbetts on July the 18th, killed her, and disposed of her body in a secluded location. A college student in Omaha who loves to run started a running club on her campus, says she didn't feel safe running alone after Iowa and Molly Tibbetts vanished. Ashley Taggart, a sophomore at the College of St. Mary, said she'd just gotten home from a run in mid-July when her dad told her the news about Tibbetts disappearing after she went for a jog.
And I didn't think anything of it. I was like, it's fine. I'll just bring my mace. But then I noticed I kept looking over my shoulder a lot more, and it started to feel more real. And she wasn't getting found, so it started to scare me even more. So I tried apps that showed my location, and I'd share it with my family. And I still wasn't feeling safe.
Tengards and other club members launched an online campaign to sell T-shirts in honor of Tibbetts, the University of Iowa student from Brooklyn, who authorities now say was murdered.
It's a black tank top. We also have blue and pink and also T-shirts for men. And it says Molly Strong on the front. And it's just to bring awareness that we can all still keep running. We just got to do it safer.
The shirts cost $20 with a sales goal of 50 shirts. A link to those shirts can be found under the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Taggart said they won't make a dime from the shirts as all the proceeds will be sent to Tibbetts' mother, Laura Calderwood. Many of the running club members share the feeling that that could have been them, so Taggart says they've learned to run smarter.
I would say at least find one person to run with. If that's impossible for you, get one of those apps that share your location, tell someone before and after when you're running. Also change up your route every once in a while, because if you're staying with the same route at the same time, that's when predators can easily find you.
Taggart, a Grand Island native who's majoring in nursing and forensic science, says she's getting in better physical shape in addition to being more motivated by her new clan of fellow runners. Our news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments, at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.